Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. All together, please. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapcha Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhana Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Translation and Commentary His Divine Grace, Srila Esa Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki. So, Canto 6, Chapter 8, Verse 20. It's on the board there. The chapter is entitled the Narayana Kavach Shield. Please repeat. Mam Keshavo Gadaya Pratar Avyad Govinda Asangavam Atta Venuhu Narayana Prana Udata Shaktir Madhyam Dine Vishnor Avindra Pani Mam Keshavo Gadaya Prato Avyad Govinda Asangavam Atavenuhu Narayana Prana Udata Shaktir Madhyam Dine Vishnu Arindra Pani Mam Keshavo Gadaya Prata Avyad Govinda Asangavam Atavenuhu Narayana Prana Udata Shaktir Madhyam Dine Vishnu Arindra Pani Mam Keshavo Gadaya Pratha Avyad Govinda Asangavam Atavenuhu Narayana Prana Udata Shaktir Madhyam Dine Vishnu Arindra Pani Go ahead.
Thank you.
Govinda Samaya Abhayati Bhiku Narayanad Prana Udata Shaktir Madhyandine Vishnu Arindapanihi Vaishnavis Mambai Savo Gharya Prana Abhavyat Govinda Sangam Adma Venahu Narayana Prana Udata Shaktir Mavyadine Vishnu Arindapanihi. Okay, please repeat. Mam, me. Keshavaha, Lord Keshava. Gadaya, by his club. Prataha, in the morning hours. Avyad, may he protect. Govindaha, Lord Govinda. Asangavam, during the second part of the day. Atavenuhu, holding his flute. Narayanaha, Lord Narayan, with four hands. Pranaha, during the third part of the day. Udata Shaktihi, controlling different types of potencies. Madhyam Dine, during the fourth part of the day. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Arindrapani, bearing the disc in his hand to kill enemies. Translation Srila Prabhupada. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. And may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayan, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. Please repeat. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. And may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing on his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayan, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. The poet Srila Prabhupada. According to Vedic astronomical calculations, day and night are each divided into 30 gadikas, 24 minutes, instead of 12 hours. Generally, each day and each night is divided into 6 parts, consisting of 5 gatikas. In each of these 6 portions of the day and night, the Lord may be addressed for protection according to different names. Lord Keshava, the proprietor of the holy place of Mathura, is the Lord of the first portion of the day, and Govinda, the Lord of Vrindavan, is the master of the second portion. Makam karoti vatalam pangam lai te girim yakripa tamaham bande sri guru dinatarinam mam keshavo gadaya prato avyad govinda asangavam atabe nahu narayana prana udata shaktir madhyam dine vishnu arindra panihi. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. And may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing on his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayan, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. So, the Narayana Kavach shield. These prayers from verse 12 to 34 inclusive conclude the completion of creating the Narayan Kavach shield. Tore down, it's humming. So, how did the Narayan Kavach shield come about? We'll have a brief recap. Once upon a time, in Swargaloka, Indra was sitting on his golden throne, covered with his white umbrella. A white umbrella is only for the kings. Nowadays, many people may have a white umbrella, but traditionally in Vedic society, the white umbrella is for the king. And there was a wonderful musical and dance performance taking place. The Gandharvas were there, singing beautifully and in tune, the right raga. And the drummers were playing perfectly on the beat. Nobody was going off key. The apsaras were dancing gracefully and beautifully. The air was scented with perfume. The sight of everything was wonderful and beautiful. There were no electric cables hanging here and there. There are no electric fans. Everything is perfect in Swargaloka, materially, from a material point of view. But who should arrive? But Brihaspati. Brihaspati, he appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he is the demigod of the spiritual master of Indra in particular, and thereby of all the demigods. Now Indra, sitting on the throne, a little bit materially intoxicated. There are four intoxications mentioned in the first canto: Janma, Aishwar, Shruti and Sribir, right? High birth. Oh, Indra, king of heaven, very high. Shruti, good education. Brihaspati, who has got more intelligence than Brihaspati? Maybe Lord Brahma. So, he's well educated. Sribir, such opulence we cannot even imagine. In this material world, if you have anything opulent, you have to hide from the thieves. Of course, there you're in problem with the asuras, but generally no one's a thief. Why be a thief if everyone is living in great opulence? And then beauty, the whole situation, and Indra himself, wonderfully beautiful, no misshapen, out of harmony limbs and faces. Everything is paka. So, Indra, full of himself, the king of Swargaloka, the demigods in Sattva-gun, failed to recognize his spiritual master. Brihaspati saw this and he immediately left the assembly. This is a very serious offense. We gain all things by the grace of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Particularly Guru is the immediate manifestation of the grace of God. We always pray for the mercy of the spiritual master. The mercy of the spiritual master is in the form of his instructions. So, he should be respected as equivalent to the Supreme Lord. Of course, he's not the Supreme Lord, but what is a true Brahmana? Brahmana janati Brahman. A Brahmana is somebody who knows by factual realization and experience the Supreme Lord, whether it is Bhagavan, Paramatma, or Brahman, the Brahmana knows and is realized in that. Certainly Brihaspati is so. So therefore, the Brahmana is taken as equivalent to the Supreme Lord, because he's not under the illusory energy, he's always in harmony with the devotional service and the consciousness of the very Supreme Lord himself. So to not respect him just because there's a musical performance going on is to disrespect the Supreme Lord who has gifted all those opulences to Indra in this case. So Brihaspati thought, this my disciple, he needs some discipline. He disappeared. Now Indra proves his devotional character, because as soon as his spiritual master left the assembly and he tried to capture him, find him, to apologize, Brihaspati, possessor of all cities, disappeared. He was unavailable. He was not ready to forgive. This is time for discipline. So we should always remember that. If we make offenses, yes, we should apologize. The junior should apologize first to the senior. That is the etiquette. But it is not the bounden duty of the superior or the offended party to give forgiveness. That is the icha. That is the free will of the devotee. He is not bound. Of course, if the disciple is humble and entreats the offended party, then the mercy of the Vaishnava will come forward. But in this case, Brihaspati had disappeared. And Indra, showing that he's a devotee, the performer of 100 Ashvamedha yajnas, lamented. This is a sign of a devotee, remorse. The asura takes joy in offending. He likes to upset people. He likes untruth. He likes to cause distress. The asura, the rakshasa. We'll see that in the next canto. Who is the asura? He's generally dominated by the mode of passion. So he wants to enjoy in the material world. The rakshasa, Prahlad, in the seventh canto you'll find, is the person who wants to dominate. He wants to enjoy by domination. So rakshasa, bloodsucker, energy sucker, overtaxation of the people, using them as cannon fodder. These are the rakshasas. Very prevalent now. We talk about, oh, we're going to conquer space. Conquer space? Conquer Mount Everest? You went up there trembling in fear, and after half an hour you had to come back and you tell everyone you conquered Mount Everest, you conquered space, very questionable. You sent a tin can up in the air, a few feet, and now you've conquered space. This is the rakshasa mentality. Passion and ignorance is the coinage of the consciousness of the residents of Kali Yuga. But Indra, in goodness, realizes his mistake, and he laments, a sign of a devotee, feels remorse. This is part of the purification. But Indra was not there to be appeased. So the demons, the asura means asura, not very pleasure. You can't really enjoy in the mode of passion. You won't get much satisfaction. You'll get an ephemeral titillation of the senses that comes and goes and then leaves you vacuous. So asura, but also asura means against the sura, devotee. So the asuras are now, let's make war against the demigods, the devatas, the suras. They're now weak. Brihaspati is offended. So all the Shakti, and this is the real thing, the Shakti lies with the Brahman realized soul, not the manager, the Kshatriya function. The danger of being in the Kshatriya function is that you think you're in charge. No, but the Brahmana knows Supreme Lord, Paramatma, he is in charge of every atom and molecule. Sutre mani gana eva. Everything is resting upon the Supreme Lord. Everything. Material and spiritual, just like pearls are strung upon a thread. But the Ishwara Bhav of the Kshatriya, if it's not restrained by deference to the realized Brahmins, inflates the ego. I'm sitting behind the big desk. I'm Indra. I'm in charge of this society. I'm doing this. People are bowing before me. Empty praises are coming my way. It's enough to fill me. And they make offense against the true person in charge, Ishwara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. So this is a danger of taking position. One starts to think he is the controller. And then, with this mentality, he falls down to material duality. He becomes subject to envy. This is my friend, this is my enemy. If we find ourselves thinking, this is my friend, this is my enemy, this is rooted in envy. The pure devotees, purified, they understand that everything and everyone in particular is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. And thus, you will find this in the Uddhava Gita, they never anyone envy anyone or anything. They're ready to offer obeisances to the cow, camel and ass. And instead of an envious view of reality, what suits me, what doesn't suit me, they have an attitude of kripa. They understand that this is the material energy and people are bewildered by the three modes. So, therefore, they should be brought out of the modes. And that is the mentality of compassion. Sri Sri Gauritai, Krishna Balaram, Radhasham, Sundar Lilit, Vishakha, Giri Govardhan, Shalagram Maharaj, Gomata, Tulsi Maharani, Guru Parampara, Ki Jai. So they act through compassion. The materially enthralled, they fall down to this duality, my friend, my enemy. He's from my country, he's my friend. He's not from my country. This is envy. People in the material world define themselves as much by their enemies as they do by their friends. I'm from this country and we're strong and we hate this country on our border. This is material consciousness. That is not the heart of a devotee. The heart of a devotee is compassionate. He sees everyone and everything is the expansion of Krishna, so he has natural reverence for the material energy and all the living entities therein. So we should understand that and cultivate that vision during the period of sadhana, lest we become offenders to the Supreme Lord and the purified devotees. Atmavan manyate jagat. As a man is, he sees the world. If a thief looks at a saint, it is said he only sees his pockets. Right? So, don't fall down to the modes. So anyway, the demigods were thrown out of Swargaloka. They went to Lord Brahma. They said, Lord Brahma, we're thrown out. We have no shelter but you. That is Swargalok. Above that there's Mahalok, Janalok, Tapalok, Satyalok. Lord Brahma is there with the Mahapurusha. And Lord Brahma said, well, the best thing for you to do is to go to Vishwaroop. He's a great Brahmana realized in Brahman. He's performing austerities. You go there and you get his blessing. So he is actually inclined towards the Asura. But if you entreat him nicely, then he may help you. So they went to Vishwaroop And they entreated, look, you're junior to us by birth. We're the demigods, and we are elder by birth than you. However, because you are so spiritually realized, they praised him with accuracy. If you praise somebody inaccurately, that is equivalent to blasphemy. They praised him and evoked his mercy. They said, you are realized in Brahman. And that is the real authority. That is the real status. Just like when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, Narada Muni and Vyasadeva were sitting there. And they're superior by diksha and birth. Narada is the guru of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the father and guru, so to speak, of Sukadeva Goswami. But Sukadeva Goswami was selected to speak because he was spiritually superior. Similarly, whenever yajna is performed, it's the superior realized brahmana that should lead the occasion. And that goes for kirtan also. Because that superior personality can evoke, through his chanting, the Supreme Lord. Whereas the Kanishtha Adhikari cannot do so. And therefore the kirtan is flat, without bhava. But the established devotee, situated at least in ruchi, what to speak of a shakti and bhava, they should lead the kirtan. And then the kirtan becomes nectarine. It is not a technical performance. You can read about that in Jiva Dharma in 2/3 along. So, these are considerations. Vishwarup said, okay, I will give you the Narayana Kavach. This is a shield composed of the mercy of Narayana. And if you enact this properly, then you will be able to defeat the Asura and regain Swargaloka. It's interesting to know that in Swargaloka there's always a competition, right? That is a natural thing in the material world, that if you're in a position, somebody wants to take it. Again, this is envy. Envy means what? I have $99, so I'm envious of the person with $100. I have $99, I'm not envious of the fellow with $98. Envy is directed to those that we see as superior. Huh? He's got a higher status, he's got more money than me. We don't become envious of the beggar in the street. We become envious of those we perceive as spiritually or materially. So we have to watch this, like I'm saying. We have to understand what we take as normal is a perversion of our consciousness, envy. So, what is the Narayana Kavach? This song, prayer, like we said earlier, is the ending section from verses 12 in this chapter to 34. The Narayana Kavach is a way of getting the protection of Narayana. To get this, one should understand the exoteric process and the esoteric process. In any action, there is the external manifest portion, and then there is the hidden esoteric inward. So one should chant certain mantras, but at the same time be completely reliant on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, based on Yadrasi, Yadrasi, Shraddha, Siddhir, Bhavidi, Tadrasi, Yasha, Deva, Parabhakti. According to your level of faith, you will be able to perceive the Supreme Lord. So to enact the Narayana Kavach, what does one do? One should wash one's legs and hands and touch Kushagrat, grass, and sit upon it, facing north. Then he should chant on the eight parts of the body the Om Namo Narayana, the eight-syllable mantra. The eight parts of the body are the feet, the knees, the thighs, the abdomen, the heart, the chest, the mouth, and the head. So each syllable should be installed of this eight-syllable mantra, Om Na Mo Na Rai Yan Na. They should be established, and then one should chant the mantra in reverse, starting again with the head, Ya, going down to the feet, ending with Om. So that's the first part. Then that is the eight-syllable mantra. Then the second part is that one should chant the 12-syllable mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So when you're in a fight, you need your hands. So this mantra is installed on the fingers of the hands and the thumbs. One chants the 12 syllables on the tips of the fingers and the joints of the thumb. The order is such that, and you, before you chant each syllable, you also, in this mantra recitation, you chant Om. So you would go, and you start on the right hand index finger tip, and you go Om, Om, Om Vas, Om Su, Om Ve, and then you go through the whole mantra to from the left, and then number 8 and 9 on the two joints of the left thumb, and then 11 and 12 on the two joints of the right thumb. So you've made a mystic circle through your hands. Then you should chant the six-syllable mantra of Vishnu, Om Vishnave Namaha. That means you should chant on the heart, those mantras, Om Vishnave, on the heart, the head, between the eyebrows, the sika, between the eyes, and then with the final syllable, Ma, you chant, Na. The sixth Na is you chant that mantra on all joints of your body. You install through nyas, meditation, the mantra on all parts of the body. Then the last part is Ma, Namaha. So Maha becomes the start of another mantra, and this one you still face east, and you chant this mantra in each direction, the 10 directions. The 10 directions are east, southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest, north, northeast. So you chant, and then you chant the mantra below and up. What is that mantra that you chant in each direction? Like I say, Maha is added to, with Visharga, and the mantra becomes Maha Ashtraya Pat. Pat means destroy, Ashtraya, destruction to all mantras. And the Ma, you meditate prior to that as your weapon in mystic form. So once you've chanted in all the eight directions, 10 directions, number 9 is below and number 10, then you are meant to sit quietly and gravely and concentrate and meditate on the Supreme Lord, who is full in all six opulences. Meditating on yourself in particular as non-different from that Supreme Lord, and therefore ajit, unconquerable. The soul is non-different. Vivansa jiva loke. The soul is non-different from the Supreme Lord, but because he's not unified in consciousness, he's a sorry spectacle in the material world. But through this installation of mantra in all the different parts, and mantra and a mystic weapon, then one becomes imbued with the Shakti of the Supreme Lord. And then one chants the prayers, as we say, from 12 to 34 in this chapter. The final part of the chapter is glorification of the potency of this Narayan Astra. Kavach. So, today's verse is one of those verses. So if it's verse 12 to 34, that means inclusive 23 verses. So we're about midway. And this section is, if you look at the other verses earlier, you'll find that they deal with different aspects of the material situation. Here, it is protection of different times of the day. May Lord Keshava, this is your meditation now, you're qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord, may He protect me with His club the first portion of the day. So, Prabhupada explains that this is Gatikas. We'll talk about that. Yes. That the day and night in the Vedic system is divided into 30 Gatikas, each of 24 minutes. So that means 720 minutes in the day, 720 minutes in the night. However, Prabhupada says generally each day. Because actually, of course, now we're in the summer, the day will be longer than the night. So the length of the Gatikas, as Prabhupada hints in generally, it is flexible. The Brahma Muhurta is starting four Gatikas before the sunrise. The sunrise is timed in astronomical calculations, astrology, as the moment the sun appears over the horizon. Sunset is the moment the sun touches the horizon in the west. Excuse me. So this will be flexible. In the winter, the Gatikas of the day will be shorter, they'll be compressed, and in the night they'll be extended. If one Gatika is 20 minutes in the winter, in the day, then the equivalent Gatika at night would be 28 minutes. So in that way, these Gatikas are flexible. Now, so that's to be understood, because somebody may think intelligently, of course, and that is okay, because Prabhupada said you should study the Bhagavatam using all your intelligence, apply your intelligence. That is the problem. In the material world, people don't have something to apply their intelligence to, so they come to false conclusions. They analyze on the basis of suppositions rather than factual knowledge. So in the Vedic system, this is the handbook. Veda means knowledge. Just like when you have any material creation, the manufacturer will give an instruction book. So Krishna, it is atheism to think that there is no instruction book in the material and spiritual creation. So Krishna has given a manual, an instruction book. And so that is the Vedic literature and the Puranas, the Itihasas, and those commentaries and supplementary literatures given by the great sages. They compose the instruction books. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala Puran because it is teaching bhakti. And that is the esoteric aspect. The esoteric aspect is that in all activities you should dedicate them to the Supreme Lord. Huh? Kurvan nirantaram karma lokoyam karma bandana tenaiva arjan mam param bhaktim ichati. This is what Krishna says to Lord Brahma at the end of the Brahma Samhita. He explains that you meditate upon me through your deeds. Prabhade gyani bhakti bhyan atmani ananda chinmayi. That the highest devotion is attained by slow degrees by three processes. We were discussing this in the Gita class on Thursday. Three, scriptural evidence, that means the Vedas. Theistic conduct, That means purity in behavior. And the third element that you want to go to bhava and complete your sadhana is perseverance in practice. So remember that. You must be acquainted with Siddhanta. If you don't know Sambandha Gyan properly, if you don't know Shastric conclusions correctly, then you cannot come out of Anatha Nivritti. You will stay Kanishtadikari. You will be subject to friends and enemies. You won't be purified. Prabhupada wants the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not the International Society for Anatha Nivritti, struggling with one's anathas. So anatha means darkness. That is overcome by the light of transcendental knowledge. So you must have scriptural evidence as it is translated in the Brahma Samhita. And then you must behave theistically. Regulative principles. You must act as a gentleman, free of envy, without fault-finding mentality, full of generosity of spirit. These are the things in the Gita. Krishna says, my devotees, the first quality is non-envious, friend to all living entities. So, they're very important. Theistic conduct. And then perseverance in practice. And that will raise you to bhava bhakti, to ruchi. Then you'll realize Krishna and your relationship with him. So what is our kavach given to us by disciplic succession? Well, in the material... Yes, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Well, in the material creation, there's 25 elements. It can be registered in that way. What are they? The five working senses, the five knowledge-acquiring senses, the Panchamahabhuta, earth, water, fire, air, ether, the five sense objects, smell, taste, sight, touch, sound, they may be there. So that's 20 elements. Then there is the mind, intelligence, false ego, the soul and the super soul. They compose the material department. Of course, soul and super soul are transcendental, but they are within the material creation in a functional capacity. So we have 25 elements of spiritual life given to us by disciplic succession. And we should pursue those exoterically and esoterically, offer them to the Supreme Lord. What are those 25 elements, you're thinking? Well, we'll start with 16. Not 16. 16 rounds, minimum. I say that guardedly, carefully. 16 rounds, minimum. And then, what do we have on top of that? Four regulative principles, 20, right? And those that are mantra initiated, what is your bounden duty to chant every day? Three Gayatri. So that's 23, right? What are the last 24 and 25? 24 is... I have only one complaint about my disciples, Prabhupada said. They have great nishta, they have great faith in me, but they don't study my books enough. Right? Prabhupada was... There's a story in Hawaii. Prabhupada used to take the morning walk. He liked Hawaii before it's drowned in radiation from Fukushima as it is now. And so... Every morning he would go out. There was one devotee, he would sort out the flowers and everything, and Prabhupada would see him. But then one morning Prabhupada came out for his morning walk, and that devotee was reading the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada stopped. Previously he didn't. He said, very good. You want to please Srila Prabhupada? Very easy. Study the books and the books recommended by him in his books. So that's 24. What is 25? Huh? Yes. Giving this 24 and 25 to the universe. Right? That is our yajna. 16 rounds minimum. You can make it 110 elements of spiritual life. 16 rounds minimum, 4 regulative principles, that's theistic conduct, 3 mantra, study of the Vedas, the Shastric conclusions, and giving this with an open heart to everyone. So in the morning, when you perform yajna, you chant mantra. Right? So in the morning, Mangal Aarti, which would say, "Oh, Supreme Lord, oh Gurudev, today I'm going to follow the 25 elements of Kavach, ISKCON Kavach. And I'm going to offer the result to you in the evening." Right? That is the esoteric aspect. Don't go through it mechanically.
Oh, I've got to follow it.
No, you're doing it. You're performing yajna, sankirtan yajna. And then you offer the result in the evening to the Supreme Lord and Gurudev. Then your day is yajna. Huh? What does Krishna say? Manmana bhava mad bhakto madjaji. Do everything as a offering unto me, mam namaskuru, with humility. That will gain the mercy of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and the Supreme Lord Himself. So, these are very important points. Don't mechanically go through it, but offer everything to the Supreme Lord, spiritual master. Whatever we are made of, the active principle of spiritual life is the order of Guru. So whatever ability, whatever talent, whatever thing that comes our way, that is mercy of Guru. And we should see everything like that. The devotee, he looks with compassion and he takes everything as the kripa of Guru, Parampara and the Supreme Lord. So, this is very important to offer every day. And if you do it one day at a time, you find it easy. If you think dauntingly, I'm only 20, how am I going to do this for 50 years? Huh? You may be overwhelmed. But if you think in the day, in the morning at Mangal Aarti, I'll just do it one day. Do it one day at a time. What does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Forget the past that sleeps, ne'er the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress ye shall call. So, we live in the now, so we can extend that day to now a day. So, this is a practical way to get the shield from Kali Yuga and the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Sadhu Sangha Srila Prabhupada ISKCON Kavach Ki Jai. Any question? We've got 3 minutes. Managers want things done. Brahmins want students. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, any question? You've got 3 minutes. Yes, oh brave soul. Don't worry, I won't shout. Speak into the mic with virya. Oh, certainly, yes. One should have one Diksha Guru, but one may have many Shiksha Gurus. In fact, it's advised in the Uddhava Gita, because if you hear Shiksha from different realized devotees, and they're all saying in their own way, the same thing. You gain confidence. And yes, many things are beyond our experience, so we may misinterpret them. But the realized devotee can guide you to the correct understanding. But how will you know that realized person? So Srila Prabhupada used to quote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. He said, you know who is guru, who is shiksha guru, by hearing. When you hear a realized devotee, it satisfies the mind, soul, and it imprints the instructions upon the heart, and you become confident. So you understand who is qualified shiksha guru by hearing, not by beard or long hair or even social position or ashram. It should be somebody who impresses you. If you're sincere, Krishna will guide you. Guru Krishna Prashadi by Bhakti Lata Beach. But your sincerity is there. If you study the books, then Krishna will gain, you'll gain intelligence. It's very important at the beginning of spiritual life, when one is not realized in the super soul, Krishna within the heart, that one associates with qualified guru, devotee. Otherwise one will speculate, what's the nature of the spiritual world, how did we come to this material world? Well, I heard in the bathroom this morning that it's like this. No, you should find a devotee that you can place your confidence within. You should see his instruction as clearing confusion, not creating confusion. You understand? And Krishna will give you that intelligence. In the beginning, what is it? Tadami buddhi yogam tam, yenamam apiyantite. So in the beginning, bhakti yoga is known as buddhi yoga. Confirmed. Because we have to use our intelligence, our discrimination. Don't think, oh, everything is there, I know everything. No, use intelligence to assess who is actual devotee. Asat sangi chagi e vaishnava char. Avoid non-devotional association. What is non-devotional association? Asat sangi means stri sangi, somebody who's attached to women and sex life, or a man who's attached. That is Sri Sanghi. Then Asadhu. Asadhu means those that are not devotees of Krishna. Devotees of Lord Shiva, Durga, so on and so forth. Or atheistic people. One shouldn't associate with those. They're all coarse fools. And they will take delight in shaking your Kamala Shraddha, your weak faith. They will take delight in confusing you. You should find the sadhu. Sadhu also means sa, situated in sat, eternality. It also means situated in shastra gyan. He's accomplished in understanding the Veda. That is the sign of the uttam adhikari. He's able to dispel all doubts by shastric knowledge. So sadhu means that, one who knows the Vedic conclusion and who follows it practically. So that's very important. Good association. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sava shastra hoy, ladamata sadhu sangha, sava siddhi hoy. So we don't want just one moment's association. That is potent enough to put Bhakti Lata Beach in the heart and give full realization through that devotional inspiration. But we generally need, we should extend Lava Mata to millions of seconds, billions of moments, until it becomes continuous. And if you can't find a sadhu, or you find there's nothing suitable, then you associate, this is what Bhakti Vinod says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you associate with acharya and sadhu through the writings, the commentary. and you apply your intelligence in that way, and Krishna will give you the right Siddhanta. And when you have Siddhanta, then you become Nishta. Without understanding Nishta, without Siddhanta, you become prone to confusion, you'll stay in Anartha Nivritti, and you'll be confused. You'll stay Kanishtadikari. I believe in Krishna, but I don't really understand. So that is not a good position. It's okay, you're on the path, but you must come to the platform of Shastra, understanding Siddhanta, how to properly execute bhakti. It's a great science. What is Sambandha? What is Abhideya? What is Prayojantattva? You must know everything. And then, theistic conduct, you must follow, and you must persevere. Rome wasn't built in a day. Ram wasn't attained in a day. Right? Everyone satisfied? Except the temple manager. We're 3 minutes late. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, Sadhu Sangha, Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam, Iskan Kavach, Ki Jai.